This is Tweetminster at the Labour Party conference, gauging reactions to Gordon Brown's speech. Emily Thornbury, MP for Islington. What's this going to mean for Islington? Is this a big change in direction for Labour with proportional representation and recall for MPs?
I think there's all kinds of things that are really very interesting. I thought that his recommitment to what it is that our Labour values is very, very important. I thought also some of the stuff he was saying about identity cards would be of great interest to many of my constituents, that there won't need to be any additional information, that they won't be compulsory. I think that actually changes the nature of ID cards, and for some of my constituents that will be, you know, very important. I think I've always been in favour of ID cards in principle. It's always been a question of, are they going to be compulsory and what information will the government want? So I'm kind of reassured to get this information that we've had today.
Transport Minister Sadiq Khan, there's been a big change with the House of Lords, the end of the hereditary principle. Will a second chamber change the nature of politics in Britain?
Yeah, it certainly will. It'll change the culture. I mean, this is our original founder, Keir Hardie. One of the things he wanted to do was to reform the House of Lords. More than 100 years on, Gordon Brown as Prime Minister is achieving what Keir Hardie wanted to do. It's very important. We, of course, reduced the number of hereditary peers to 92. We've changed the composition of House of Lords over the last 12 years. We still have unacceptably 92 peers who are there by virtue of who their great-great-great-great-grandfathers were, which is not acceptable. In addition, we want a House of Lords which is elected, not where someone is appointed.
Now, the Conservatives are bound to say that the spending plans are unrealistic. How do you respond to that?
Well, Gordon set out the clear choice he had 12 months ago. Conservatives wanted to do nothing. Gordon wanted to invest. Over the next period, we have a choice as well. One of the things we'll have for the first time are transparent plans enshrined in legislation of reducing our deficit by half over the next 4 years. Never before done by previous governments. Gordon is going to be transparent about that. And the reduction will be made not by cutting savagely services, but by ensuring we spend prudently, by ensuring we spend wisely, by reducing those who are going to be on the unemployment heap claiming benefits.
Emily, will this be a big change for the people of London? Are they going to really feel a difference with the next Labour government?
They're going to get free childcare for two-year-olds. That will make a big difference for an awful lot of people, I think. I think that would be very important. I think also it does show that we can and we always have been trusted with the economy. The stuff that he said about, you know, when there was the crisis, what were the Tories going to do? They were going to do nothing. And when it comes to government, you have to make hard decisions, and they made the right call. You know, Labour made the right call. I think it continues to show that we can be trusted. Things are going to be hard in the future, but it's better to stay with what you know and what you can trust.
Emily Thornbury, Sadiq Khan, thank you very much.
Pleasure.